Next patient was Catherine Dent. That's Dent, D-E-N-T. Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N. Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N. Date of birth is 11-4-1959. Date of visit is 4-9-24. Please make a copy for Nicole Carman. N-I-C-O-L-E, Nicole Carman, C-A-R-M-A-N-P-A. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and wheezing. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 64-year-old overweight female who has a past history of smoking and history for recurrent bronchitis. Had an episode of severe shortness of breath, at which time she could not catch her breath and had to go to the emergency room for evaluation. The patient was diagnosed to have acute bronchitis and bronchospasm. And her chest x-rays showed patchy basilar infiltrates, suggested atelectasis and or infection. The patient was coughing up little whitish yellow mucus, but denied chest pains, myoptosis, fevers, or chills. She was sent home with oxygen via nasal cannula at 2 liters, which she uses at night. She also has been on a nebulizer with albuterol, and I'm sorry, with albuterol solution, and uses Tessalon pearls for cough. The patient has history of borderline diabetes and has hypertension. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of a left knee surgery times 3 and knee replacement surgery. She also had a right, she had ankle surgery on the right. And she has had atrial ablation. And also had cataract surgery with implants. The patient had recurrent episodes of bronchitis over the past 6 months. Next paragraph, allergies to cats, dogs, and other animals. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked a pack per day for 30 years and quit in 09. No alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of congestive heart failure. Mother died of old age. Next. System review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. No cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. Tonight's abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks, she has easy bruising, and she has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included albuterol and Kilo 2 pups, TIDPRN, Teslon pills, 200 milligrams TIDPRN, duloxetine. The duloxetine, 60 milligrams daily, flecainide, 500 milligrams BID, metoprolol, 25 milligrams daily, Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID, Symbicort, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams HS. Next, physical exam, this elderly. I'm sorry, not elderly. This is a middle-aged, averagely built. White female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse is 68, respiration 16. Temperature 97.5, weight is 220 pounds, saturation 97. HE, non-cephalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity, mantis, throat is clear. Neck supplement, bruise in the thyroid, enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds for the periphery. Heart, the absence of irregular as well as esternomama. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organ, megaly, the bowel sounds act. Extremities, 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor defects. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one, asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number two, hypertension. Number three is depression and anxiety. And number four is history of atrial fibrillation, status post ablation. And next paragraph, number five is chronic arthritis. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and also get a nocturnal oxygen saturation test done. She will get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And she will be seen for follow-up approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Nicole Carman, C-A-R-M-A-N. Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E. Nicole Carman, P-A. Thank you, Dr. Suzanne.